by leaps and bounds. This topic today, what's love got to do with it? You bet I'm going to pull up Tina Turner's song before it's over. We want to talk about the reality that all parents want the kids to be strong, a strong start in life. Caring for yourself helps you care for your child. So the experts in studio to talk about emotions of the caregivers and the lives, practical strategies that help you as a parent cope with stress. Good that you are here. Takiya Adams, manager of the Baby Scholars Program with Spectrum Health Strong Beginnings. Good morning to you, Takiya.
Good morning.
On the line, Anthony Queen, parent liaison with the Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Doing fine. Thank you for you. Let's get into just some basics. Takiya, tell me about the Baby Scholars Program.
Absolutely. Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities has always been in the business of supporting parents. I have the honor of overseeing the Strong Beginnings Baby Scholars Program at Spectrum Health Healthier Communities, which provides home coaching for parents. Responsive parenting is the key to our communities and our families, and it's a research-based approach with proven results.
Thank you for that. Numbers do matter. I'm going to get right into our conversation, Anthony, and your role, again, parent liaison with the Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County. Talk about success basics and how you've been integrating the success basic called maximize love and minimize stress in your parenting, Anthony.
Sure. The success basic is something that parents do basically every day. But what we want them to do, and what I'm doing, is stressing different things to increase my child's knowledge and his way of succeeding in life. Like, instead of saying, go get the ball, why don't we say, go get the red ball that's over there in the right-hand corner? And that's increasing his vocabulary, and that's something that each and every parent can do. You don't need a PhD to do the success basics. And with the maximize love, minimize stress, what that is, or how I integrate that into my life, my son is one of those who will tell you he loves you like 20 times a day. And sometimes, even though it's great to hear and I love hearing it, it's just not at the appropriate time. But what I do and what I try to do with my son is just acknowledge that I love him each and every day and just show him and treat him like a human being. Not somebody that I'm lording over him because I'm older than him and I'm the parent, but just showing them love each and every day. And then minimizing stress is something that all parents go through. And we just tell them to find ways to minimize that stress, know that when it's coming on, to acknowledge it. But don't let it hang over you like a coat for the whole day.
Yes. And same question for you as a follow-up, Anthony. You were involved as a parent liaison with the Great Start Parent Coalition, very strong here in Kent County?
Correct.
Nice. Back to you, Takiya. Tell us what your organization does. How are maybe even more expand on how you're partnering with parents, the Great Start Collaborative, and move into the success basics.
Absolutely. Well, just a little bit about Baby Scholars and how we started, pretty much real quickly, and then get into how we collaborate with the community, specifically Great Start Collaborative. Based on a number of studies conducted by Dr. Susan Landry, director of the Children's Learning Institute at the University of Texas Medical Center at Houston, we are parenting in contingently responsive ways, meaning being cued in to what our child is signaling. Even as an infant, this can occur. And being responsive to what they are communicating, how they are feeling, what they are needing from us, they become grounded in the world by their parents. So parents is the key. So in that way, we show love, the greatest love, because their humanity is acknowledged and nurtured. And sometimes we dismiss this in children. But this is the greatest time to really push this love. And emotionally, this helps, and children grow, this grow from this love. And cognitively, socially, emotionally, and it helps with reducing problem behaviors.
Yes.
Yeah, and so we collaborate with the Great Start Collaborative and the Success Basics to incorporate and weave this together for families within our curriculum so that we can really enhance the work that we're doing and help promote early learning through parents.
Early is key, that early learning. Thank you for that. Back to you, Anthony, as a parent liaison. I know you are leading and advocating for parents, I would think, all the time. What is the Great Start Parent Coalition learning about the importance of the success basics? Specifically, I want to mention that good word, love.
Yeah. Well, what we learned is that it is so important for children to know that they have a stable environment and parents can show love just by, like we said, just little things that you do each and every day. It doesn't have to be nothing outstanding. It's something that we know that 0 through 3 is the most important time when the child's brain is forming. And they need to know that they have a stable environment, that someone loves them and wants to care for them. And what we do is we just let parents know that it's something that's easy. You know, and I keep stressing this, but I can't stress this up. It's not something that you have to do or have to read about. It's things that you're doing already. We just want to make sure that you emphasize it with your children.
Thank you for that. Yes, follow up on that, Takiyah, and then I'm going to ask what you've been learning from your parents about the helpfulness of success basics and maybe a stressor or two.
Yes, and what's cool about what Anthony said is that Baby Scholars, with the help of the Success Basics Infusion, coaches parents up on how to zero in on this key strategy called responsive parenting and love. We know that nurture is important to healthy brain development, and with 85% of brain growth that is thought to occur by age 3 and making up to 1 million new neural connections developing per second, it is during the first 5 years that we have the opportunity to really build baby's brain. So in fact, brain imaging shows the brain lighting up and synapses growing from being exposed to love and nurture. So with this in mind, the integration of the basics into our curriculum in several places, we have did this throughout our weekly home visiting sessions, and the love piece is weaved in our responsive parenting session. And what's cool about Baby Scholars integrating the basics is that it enhances and reinforces concepts and skills discussed in the home visit. It added stronger dialogue between parent and coaches, and it provides a means for continued growth and reminder of healthy parenting, along with a view of what that looks like for them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so parenting, we know, is very stressful. I know I have 5 children, 2 grandchildren, and so this focus and nudge to parents is a huge reminder, and it helps them to excel more and relax in their parenting. And when parents give permission to love more and minimize stress, this changes the child's world and their child's trajectory for life. They change the home environment. Yep. Stressful homes affect children from the physical impacts of cortisol production, which is a chemical produced in the child's body and adult's body. And the cortisol washes over the brain and impacts the growth of the brain every time the child is in distress, fear, or anxious. So most parents don't know that. So it's our job to help present this to our parents so they can be more intentional on the simple things that they're already doing, like love. And so it's the parents' job to really make sure that it's happening often, this love, what we call love, which is the greatest thing we could do. So stress literally just changes the architecture of the developing brain. So if we focus on the love, success basics can literally change family dynamics and the environment children are growing up in. It can improve social-emotional competence and problem behavior, too. Sadly, I just want to note this. Sadly, in Kent County alone, there has been more than 18,000 reports of child abuse and neglect, over 3,000 confirmed cases, and more than 2,000 children removed from the home. So on our coaching visits, we are hearing parents talk about stress around single parenthood, the lack of affordable quality child care, child's lack of social interactions with other children, housing, developmental milestones, and simply making ends meet.
Yes.
So these are big stressors for parents of young children, with nearly 40% of some subpopulations in poverty in Kent County.
Thank you for that. Anthony Queen, how do we find out more information about your good work?
Okay. And one of the things I just would like to add is that when a child knows that they have that security and, you know, that love blanket, then their mind is open to concentrate on other things because they're not worrying about that. And there's been studies to show that, you know, when they have that love and they feel that love, they're more open to do other things. And what we try to do, or what we do at the Great Start Parent Coalition, is we connect parents with resources. We know Kent County has an abundance of resources, but if it's not getting out to the parents who need it most, to me, it's failing. And I think a lot of these programs were set up to have like minimum success. It was just something that, you know, politicians could check off their list, like, okay, we gave them something. And what we want to do at the coalition, we don't want to assist those who are easy and open to being assisted. We want to take these programs and introduce them to the neighborhoods, to the people who need them most. And that's what I do in my job. I try to take it to the underserved communities and let them know these programs are here for you as well.
And doing it well. Quick website for us.
GreatStartCollaborative.com, and then you can go to the Kent County Success Basics.org and look at the parent testimonials and all the other information that Dr. Ferguson has provided.
Yeah, nice. By leaps and bounds, what's love got to do with it? Thank you, Anthony Queen. Takiya, how do we find out more information about you and your work?
Yes, you can visit believetobecome.org/program/babyscholars, or you can contact me personally at 616-391-6078, especially if you'd like to enroll. We're enrolling for the fall.
Just do it. Thanks for your partnerships and your good words. Go get them. Thanks for shaping our little ones, Takiya Adams and Anthony Queen.